Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Luke chapter 2, 41 to 51. Talking about Jesus. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their king's folk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings. Praise the Lord. Now, the first time I saw this, I was saying, how is it possible that you won't know that your child is with you? Please take this down. In our moment of carelessness as parents, it is the training we are put inside of them that will secure them. Because there will always be a moment of carelessness. Praise God. Jesus' parents didn't know. Somehow, the boy stayed back. Little parental carelessness can cause a lot of harm to the future of the children. Praise God. Little carelessness. Let them just be. How many times do you care to check the books that your children are reading? How many times? In some Orthodox churches, especially the one in my village, if your children do what is wrong, you'll be given suspension for it. There are some churches that still practice it today. Praise God. Now, that tells me that I am responsible for their actions. Little carelessness of parents can lead to a permanent damaged future of the children. And there will always be moments like this. Moments where we think that they can take care of themselves. How many times have you asked her, that watch you are wearing, I didn't buy it for you. How did you get it? That shoes you are putting on, I didn't buy it for you. How did you get it? One greatest downfall of the teenager is the word, give me. The prodigal son said to his father, give me. So give me can damage your future. Give me can make you land on a man's bed that is bigger than you. Give me can take you to a place you never thought you will be. Give me. Praise God. So we may never stop them from saying give me, but we can tell them and teach them who to say give me to. Praise the Lord. Because by the time they begin to say give me to the wrong person, it will take them to the wrong address. The Bible says when Jesus' parents noticed their child wasn't with them, this was 3 days after, they went back looking for him. Guess where they found him? Praise the Lord. They found him in the temple, because that was where they have always taken him to. They found him in the temple. They found him in church. Can I ask you, where do you take them always? Some of our children, they know the road to all the eateries. They know the road to all the good places in life, but they hardly will go to church on their own. Praise the Lord. They hardly know the road to the church. They hardly know the road to prayers. God wants us to inculcate in them certain things that will keep them strong and keep them going. Jesus was found in the temple. Can I ask, your 12-year-old child, what is he or she capable of? If your child is left alone for 3 days, what will he or she become? This will depend a lot on what you are put inside of that child. There comes a time and a stage in your child's life that it is not the ice cream, it is not the good clothes, it's not the cookies, it is not the grammar or the good clothes that molds him or her, but it is the character you have helped him or her to build over time. It is the character that you have developed within that child that will serve as a structure for that child wherever the child goes. Amen. I want to round up by giving us biblical examples of parents who pampered their children and yet didn't spoil them. So you can pamper your children, but ensure that you don't spoil them. Ensure that you see put in them that which is the right thing to do. Joseph and Mary, Luke chapter 2, verse 46 to 51. They pampered Jesus. Some of us will over pamper, and some of us will overtrain. Praise God. As a pastor said, we should use the rod on you. So you go and prepare a special rod and use anointing oil to anoint it. And anytime the child misbehaves, you flog the hell out of the child. I've seen some parents who treated their children as though they were slaves. From a distance, you'll be wondering whether they are actually the parents of those children, but they are. Amen. That's not what God is asking us to do. I believe that the rod is not so much about the physical whip. The rod is more functional and operational from our mouth. Amen. The greatest rod is the rod that comes out of your mouth. It's not just the one you use physically. The rod of discipline, the rod of training, the rod of discussion, the rod of impartation. I'm telling them. Amen. You know, there is a prayer you can pray for your children and it will help them choose friends. That prayer will choose friends for them. That prayer will determine who come close to them, where they are. That prayer will dictate the person who becomes closest and intimate to them. Because they will get to that point where they can't choose for themselves. But the prayer of a father and a mother will actually choose a friend for the children. Amen. I remember my first arrival in secondary school, I met with somebody and the person told me, excuse me, I like to take you somewhere after school. And I said, where? He said, Scripture Union. So my first day in the secondary school, I met somebody who took me to Scripture Union from day one. Praise the Lord. My first day in the university, as I arrived, after my lecture, I met somebody. He said, excuse me, I like to introduce you to a place. Will you like to follow me? I say, where? It's a Nigerian Fellowship of Evangelical Students, NIFES. My first day in the university, somebody took me to the fellowship, and that is how I stayed through. Amen. My prayer for you is that where you are not available, God will raise parents for your children there. That you will not be a disappointment to them, neither will you be a disappointment to God. Another man who pampered his son and children and didn't spoil them was Jacob. Genesis 27, 3 to 11. He loved Joseph so much. But you know the Bible said that Joseph will always come back home and will report the evil behavior of his elder brothers to his father. The Bible says his father gave him a coat of many colors. I'm sure that it was the good training that Joseph had that kept him in the house of Potiphar. He was a slave. He didn't know whether he was going to gain freedom or not. But he stood for God. He said, I will not do this great evil and sin against God. Which God was he talking about? The same God that didn't show up when his brothers took away his coat of many colors. The same God that didn't show up when he was thrown into an empty pit. The same God that was quiet when he was sold for 20 pieces of silver and he wasn't even given part of the money. The same God that kept quiet and he landed himself in Potiphar's house as a slave. But this same God, Joseph stood for him. Praise God. What was it? The training he got from his father, Jacob. Amen. Another one were the parents of Moses. I like this one. I like us to read Hebrews chapter 11, 23 to 27. Hebrews 11, 23 to 27. Your children will not be the reason for your heartbreak. And I pray that you will not be like Solomon. You know, Solomon said something that sounds very religious, but it also hinges on parental responsibility. Solomon said, all of this thing I am laboring for, I don't know who child will come and inherit it, whether a fool or a wise child. So it's better for me to enjoy myself while I have life. But I tell you that you can deliberately raise a wise child. Praise God. You can intentionally raise children that you will not be afraid of what you are leaving behind. Because there are children who inherited from their parents and never added any value to what they inherited. No. Everything their parents handed over to them is going down the drain. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invincible. It began from the father and the mother. By faith, they trained him, knowing he was a proper child. Praise God. God don't give children that are not proper. If you got her from God, that child is a proper child. There are parents today who neglect their children. Maybe some say it's not a male child. Some others say it's not a female child, so I'm not going to give my best to it. But I'd like to announce to you that that child is a proper child. He may be stubborn today, but he is a proper child. He may not be listening to you now, but he is a proper child. If you do a little bit, you can get him back on track. If you do a little bit, you can get her back on track. Don't be a father that said, if you do nonsense, I denounce you. There are believers who still talk like that. At a very little thing, I am no more your father. Whether you say I'm no more your father, it doesn't change the fact that you are that child's father. Praise God. Now you just have to live up to your responsibility. If you didn't bring up the child up to the moment that the child can no longer listen to you, you know that the child has become an adult, he can no longer listen to you, I bet you that you can go to your knees and gun that child down. Praise God. I said, my child, I have not given up on you. My child, you may not be living the way I want you to live, but I will not give up on you. You get back to his maker and say, God, you formed that child in my womb. I may not be able to talk to her now, but you can talk to her in a way that she will understand. I bet you that if you pray enough, God will send a soul adversator somewhere. And that adversator will wait for that child. And one day the prodigal will return back home. I like the father of the prodigal son. The boy left with all. The father was still expecting him. The boy became spoiled. The father was still expecting him. The boy became nothing. The father was still expecting him. And one day the boy came to himself. He said, I will arise and I will go back to my father. And when I get there, I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against thee. And I have sinned against heaven. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And when the man saw the boy coming from a distance, the Bible says he ran to him and grabbed him. And the boy knelt down and said, Father, I don't want to be a son, but I want to be a servant. And the father said to the son, you were dead, but now you are back to life. You were lost, but now I have found you. You know why he said so? Because while the boy was away, the father was praying and said, that boy has something to do with me. Even though he has become nonchalant, I know that he can't be greater than you. Father, what one day you will bring back my child to me. And I trust the Lord for some of us here that our children have become wild. God will arrest them wherever they are. And let me briefly say to all of us who are children, you also said to God, I'll be a child that will not bring tears to my parents' eye. I used to say that our children are our investment. Our grandchildren are our profits. Praise God. Our children are our investment. Our grandchildren are our profits. I declare this over father and mother. By the word of God, no father here shall bury his children anymore. I pray for you. Every curse that makes fathers in the family you come from to always bury their own children, let that curse be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I pray for divine enablement. I remember those days growing up that we had to watch television from our neighbor's window because our father was not buoyant enough to provide one to acquire one. My prayer for every father and every mother here is that whatever it will take to raise your children, may heaven deliver it in your hands in the name of Jesus. Because some parents have become weak in discipline and in instruction. Not because they just wanted to be weak, but they feel I cannot provide enough for the child. There are parents today that are depending on their children. The child of 18 years is already contributing for the payment of their house rent. It ought not so to be. And so when that child becomes wayward, the father can't say anything. Because the house rent is the child that will need to pay. The child will need to fight. The child will need to labor for them to eat at home. Therefore, the father cannot say the things he would have loved to say. The father cannot say, from now, nobody comes into this house after 9 p.m. I pray for every father here. I pray for every mother here. Whatever wants to tie your hands, let the power of God loose it now in the name of Jesus. May you not beg to raise your children. May you not beg to raise your children. May you not beg to raise your children. And I declare here that every child will become better than his father, better than his mother, in the name of Jesus. The devil is particularly moving into generations to steal children away from their parents. That sometimes we look at our children and we begin to imagine, is this really my child? What has come over my child? Father, I pray. The Bible says, I will bring back the heart of the child to that of the parent. And I'll bring back the heart of the father to that of the son. Lord, I ask today, every father, every mother here, whose children are becoming wayward, whose children are becoming rebellious, by this meeting, oh God, arrest the heart of such children for you in the name of Jesus. May your eyes not shed tears for that child. In these times where children are being killed for ritual, I pray that God will preserve your seed wherever they are. Those who are with you, those who are far away from you, may God preserve them for you in the name of Jesus. Every seed of contamination that contaminate children, that when they leave home and go to school, returning back from school, they are no more the children that left home. I declare today, may the seed of God be planted in them, that wherever they are, the seed of God in them will swallow up the seed of the wicked in the name of Jesus.
Halabaya. The Bible says, the rod of the wicked shall not rest on the lot of the righteous. I feel a burden in my spirit right now. For some parents here, the burden is that your child shall not take the place of another person in punishment. That your innocent child shall not take the place of another person's error. I pray that the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. Jekalababa, Mason Teribalababa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen to this. This declaration goes for a mother and a father here. May you not have a child who has never stolen before, yet he will end up as a criminal for what he has never done. The child will be killed as a thief, but he has never stolen, simply because he walked into another person's trap. And you will never be able to forget that. The name will be that he's a criminal, he's a courtesan, but only God knows that he never did it. I lift up my hands today. Everyone under the sound of this voice, I declare that your child will not bear a name that he or she is never in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he will give his angels charge over us that we will not dash our foot against the stone. Before that child will walk into that trap, divinity will intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray specially for every child that is suffering from inherited disease, inherited sickness. Thank you, Jesus. Father and mother didn't know they are S. Before you know, father AS, mother AS, and now the children are going through sickness and pain. I stand in the place appointed by the anointing. And I pray on behalf of such children who are going through diseases and sicknesses inherited by bloodline. I declare healing for them now. Healing for them now. Let those children receive their healing. Let those children receive their healing. Every sickness transmitted through bloodline, I declare, be healed in the name of Jesus. Today, the hand of the Lord is upon every father. The hand of the Lord is upon every mother. Today, every father that is a potential father is waiting for the day that God will open the womb of the wife and there will be conception. I stand in the place appointed by the anointing, by the glory of God, under this glory cloud today. I bring an end to barrenness in the name of Jesus. The waiting is over. 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 I declare today, you also will become a father. You also will cuddle your child in your hand. You also will become a mother. You also will bring your child for dedication. Father, we thank you. I pray for all the children. I ask, oh God, that you preserve them, that you preserve them, that you provide for them, that you bless them, that you protect them wherever they are, that you make them excel in whatever endeavors they are into. Thank you, Father. We thank you because our prayers are answered. These and many more as we ask in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I like 8 loud amen. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7. Are you ready? Number 8.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Room of Mercy, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.